to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Get my packs together here.
You're good. We know where I
am. So, Madam Chair, I would move that we approve the accounts payable. That would be cycle date 9-2 through 9-6, and that is in the small amount of $13,938.16, noting county manager's office has reviewed and approved such.
Second. Other discussion? Do we have items of note?
I don't know that there are any items of note in that small thing, but essentially there were a couple payments to Giovanni Construction for work at the fairgrounds. That was the majority of that payment.
Sounds good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, so yesterday's work session, we had updates from the deputy county manager, legal, sheriff, and budget discussions with sheriff's office, building department, planning department, and emergency management, as well as an update from human services.
So, Madam Chair, I would move that we pull consent agenda. I don't need to move that, but let's pull agenda item number B.
Yep.
And I would move that we approve consent agenda item A.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So in regards to agenda item B, is there any reason why we can't discuss that and get it done like we were going to maybe do it at 3:40? Are you all right with that? I'm surely all right with that.
This afternoon?
Yep. So we had a couple things that we wanted to talk to Eric about.
Yeah, if he's available, did we want him to come in?
Well,
right.
Either that, or we can table it until it gets put on the agenda, or to next week, or we can table it.
Well, I think we can table it, and if he's available this afternoon, maybe we can have him come in, and if not, we can do it next week. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yep. So, Madam Chair, I move that we approve table consent agenda item B, the adoption of the Rock County administrative policies and procedures, the Board of County Commissioners governing principles.
Pending discussion with the county attorney.
Yep.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Does someone want to find out if Eric's available this afternoon to come in? Great.
Sure.
I have my copy of it.
Yeah. Go. Sounds good. So we have the county attorney, so we'll revisit consent agenda item B, the adoption of Rock County Administrative Policies and Procedures, Board of County Commissioners governing principles, once he's done making copies. Five, unless some members of the public come for public comment. You didn't make me happy.
I thought you were doing that.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. It's actually easier to read online because of the logo.
Sounds good.
So during your attorney time yesterday, we briefly chatted about the questionable things or changes that you were asking about. So can we look at them individually?
Yeah, just those two things, I think, is what we had. But, sorry, go ahead. Did you have something?
There were just some what I would call non-substantive recommendations, not accepting the language that was presented to me. For example, purpose one on page one, the very first paragraph says, to describe adopted, I added and agreed upon. Just so that it reads a little bit cleaner. I don't intend to cover those things with you this morning. Is that okay?
Yeah, yep.
They're non-substantive types of
I didn't have any problems.
Those, yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay.
So I think the number two, Roman numeral two, is the first place that we had had something to discuss, right?
Well, that's where I had a comment. Says this policy is applicable to the present board and shall be adopted after a new commissioner is elected or appointed by the board. I considered that a substantive change. I was just hoping to make it a little more clear. I thought that was the intent of
it was
this board.
It's worded better. Less.
I think that's fine. The only thing is that the difference is if there's an election and there's not a new commissioner, then that would be different than what it said before. And I don't know what the intent was.
It does say a new commissioner. So if not a new commissioner is elected, in other words, if this incumbent...
This one stays intact.
So the way that you... I think what it said before was every 2 years subsequent to the commissioner election, which would imply even if someone is reelected, we would revisit it versus if... Someone, it would only be if there's
so it's kind of maybe a question for us,
yeah,
whether we
if it matters.
Yeah, I get, you know, and I was all right the way we had it written originally just because of a rebrainer, you know, just to
I think it makes sense to look at it
and remind ourselves,
yeah,
of what the hell it was, even if this reelected commissioners that was the intent originally, Eric. So,
I mean, you could. Make it. It doesn't. You could say, what was I just going to say? An odd number, you know, in January of an odd number of years is essentially what it would be, right?
Right. And the wording was kind of unclear. But if you don't, but I was trying to address, do they really want to review this, even though it's the same board? But if you're saying yes, you would prefer to review it every 2 years.
I think so. It'll just be a good reminder to
otherwise,
reread it.
Otherwise, I'll forget it. Yeah. Old timers will hit in by then, and so yes.
Although you maybe still want some reference to when a new commissioner is appointed to the board, because that would be at a different time.
So, and the other thing, and again, you could probably work on this legalese wise, but the current would. Stay in force, quote unquote, if until the next one got re-put in. That makes sense?
It doesn't expire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not making clear here. So we have an election, and somebody gets a new person or the old gets re-elected. The current existing thing does not expire, you know, at least maybe for some time period or something, so that it would stay in effect until a new one is replaces it and supersedes it. Does that make sense?
That sounds like what I had written.
Yeah, other than the fact that we want to make sure we look at it.
Well, if you
I
just
mean, could you just add after that? Or every 2 years. I mean, have what Eric said, and then or every 2 years. I mean, and we know, I think we can know that means every 2 years, right?
Yes.
I'm all right either way.
I think I'm understanding the intent, so I'll play with the wording.
That sounds great. Get that done. Thanks, Eric. And then I think the next number, F4, you said that there was some wording you thought was unclear, so maybe we should, you know, clarify.
Just going through each page, make sure there's something else. Yeah, it looks like there's just wording, wordsmithing, I guess. But until F4 on page 4.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what board shared communications would be.
Well, we're trying to keep you out of trouble from having to take care of us, for me, for being stupid, for sending illicit emails that that we probably shouldn't be sharing amongst ourselves, since we're under the open meetings law and the rest, and having a. So that was, if I'm right, isn't that what
so originally the wording?
The intent?
Okay. So ensuring that there will be no board communications among commissioners. And then it said the board shared, I'm not getting that distinction. The word sharing implies that you receive something and you're then sharing it with the other commissioners.
Okay, which that shouldn't
that
be a problem.
That should be okay,
yes,
correct.
Yes, I agree.
So my preference here would be not to use the word shared.
Okay.
Just say board
I'm fine
communications.
With that.
So however you need to think that we need, if we just take out the word shared, is that going to be explanatory enough for
I think it's fine.
If we're not supposed to be voicing opinions on it.
Outside of a public meeting.
Right. And moreover, you want to have the ability to share any communications that you
absolutely.
Might get.
Absolutely. In fact, we talk about it later that everybody
you
wants
can forward
to share it so that we're equally informed.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I think this is what eggheads like me do.
It's all right. Somebody's got to do it, so.
On G5, this is not really substantive in my mind, but I just want to make sure that you're okay with those changes. This has to do with sending letters of support. I think I understood the intent there. You don't want to prohibit an individual commissioner from sending a letter of support as long as they're not representing themselves as the board or using board letterhead.
Correct.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And we ran into an issue with that before.
So did another county recently, because I got a listserv email about it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, and we know that it happened in Adams County, too. It's kind of one of them things, too. So
it's a hard thing, because people ask you, and they're asking, they think you can represent the county, right? Yeah. I mean, anyway.
So however, yeah. So you,
I think it's fine the way you reworded it.
I'm good with that, too.
So I think we're under number 4, which we had some discussion about yesterday. So this is primarily just understanding about policy waivers and authority of the county manager in that regard.
Right. After our discussion yesterday, I think I've concluded that it's the word waiver is probably not optimal, but I think it's something that most people understand, even though waiver, when you say, when you build in a quote-unquote waiver authority, you're not really waiving the policy, are you? Because it's built into the policy itself.
Yeah, you're just granting it through the policy.
Exactly. My suggestion is we don't mince words here. I think it's commonly understood. And the policy review committee that we've established has said that that they're recommending to you that there be a waiver authority section in every policy. Not that every policy will have a waiver authority. You can
say none.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's clearly stated.
I don't know about that. So why we have policy if we're going to have grant automatic waiver authority?
It's not automatic, first of all, and it's limited to, generally speaking, a department head, and that would be very, very limited, county manager or the board, this board.
Yeah.
And so you might have an emergency situation and the policy requires something that you just can't do to deal with the emergency. You want to have the ability to waive the requirement of a policy. You're not, and since it's built into the policy itself, you're not waiving the policy itself. You're just saying this one
requirement. Yeah, I guess I'm all right with that, you know, to allow for flexibility and us to be able to operate.
And we'll still be allowed to determine on a policy-by-policy basis where we want that to happen.
Right. And the review committee is analyzing that as well.
It's not just giving a blanket opportunity to waive policies.
No, but what this basically says is if there is a policy out there and you grant waiver authority to the county manager within there, he can go ahead and utilize that waiver authority.
Without prior permission.
Right.
So why do we need to have it in here if it's going to be addressed in each of the policies?
Because it's the county manager's role that if he does provide a waiver to a policy, that he report back to you.
Okay.
So does that mean in C that emergency is it's not just restricted to emergency deviations? It's including those places where he has authority granted via the policy as well?
Yes.
Even though it's not an emergency?
Yes. We've had that situation come up.
Emergencies or?
Both.
Yeah.
Where the waiver authority was utilized to get a contract completed. County manager had authority to waive a specific insurance requirement.
Right.
But then also we've had emergency situations where particular facility use policy we waived because we had another governmental entity that wanted to use our facility to respond to a wildland fire. Technically, I mean, it's waiving a requirement of an existing policy.
Right, but there's an emergency situation.
Right.
So your recommendation would be that in 4B, that second sentence remains as it originally was without crossing any of that stuff out, but that we insert the word written there?
Yes.
Okay. And then C, it sounds like you don't think the word emergency should be included. Am I right about that?
I think the broader captures it. Anytime there's a deviation, that he report back to this board. And that's the goal here, is to have a free flow of information.
Exactly, so we're aware.
I'm okay with all of that. I think we didn't fully... I mean, it sounds like there's a little bit of a change in being really explicit about the waiver authority in each policy, and so we didn't really understand why this was here, I think, because of that.
Okay. That's all I had other than the last waiver authority. The suggestion was that this board maintain waiver authority of this policy.
Yep.
Do we need to grant waiver authority to ourselves, or do we really technically have waiver authority on all policies?
That's a good question. I would say no.
Okay.
You don't. And this policy in particular, what's interesting here is that if you had that, if you assumed you had blanket waiver authority over everything, you get to a commissioner conduct issue, and that commissioner says, well, I still want to do it my way, despite the policy, so therefore I want to invoke our blanket waiver authority, right? That's kind of antithetical to the purpose of this policy.
Right. But that commissioner would have to get another commissioner to agree with them.
Correct. So that's why originally,
which in a conduct agrees situation. Back to the whole intent.
Yeah.
Which was originally my suggestion was that there be no waiver authority here
for
that same thought process. But given your comment, it requires a quorum. Is it? That's for you to decide whether you want to have a waiver authority.
I guess I sort of have to believe you, but honestly, any policy we wanted to waive, we really could, theoretically, right?
Well, I'll be defending you.
Fair enough. I understand that.
So I want to agree with you. It's maybe just a silly discussion.
Okay.
It's really this policy where that would come into play.
Okay. I think it's no different either way. Do you have a preference?
No, I don't have a preference.
Okay.
Either none or BCC is fine.
And yeah.
I really have a preference. I think we're doing good. I think we just take it out then. We just go by your reasoning.
Sounds good. We'll leave it at none.
Yep.
I mean, if we really needed to revise the policy, we could always do that too.
You can. By quorum.
By quorum.
Thank you.
So can we, and then there was some discussion about consent agenda or not. Let's just put it on the regular agenda. I didn't really ask I've kind of been championing that, so I just wanted to get it moving and keep it moving and show the intent of the board here that we're moving it on. So I'm fine with us putting it on the regular agenda for next week.
Think we need more than
5 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes, yeah. 5 minutes.
Do you have time? I'll check with you later.
Thanks, Eric.
So we tabled it already, so we should be a good...
We can re-table it.
Yep.
Until there's time on the agenda to address it, which hopefully is next week. But
so we can table it later when we find out what time specific it could be.
That sounds good.
Just later on during the meeting.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you very much.
Time.
Yep.
Hi, Jason.
I have it on my task list for today. I'll get it to you when I get back to the office. Hello.
Hi, Jason. This is Kendra.
I got the meter this morning.
Perfect.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. Great. Just want to make sure she gets to know everybody.
And we invited her over to our new facility for a tour whenever she gets settled in. So
the new facility is lovely. Do you want to show her the old facility too, just for fun?
Let's put that on the agenda.
Fun is a relative term.
Yeah, exactly. My definition of fun.
Yeah, right. Okay, go ahead, Jason.
So I'm here for a request for supplemental budget, and the agenda item is 30 radio resource license. And what this is for is the remote dispatch workstation project that the board approved last year. Essentially, there was an oversight with the licensing part of the program. So in the original proposal, and then this was discovered just a couple of months ago, the original proposal included 15 radio resources. So what that means is what the dispatcher actually sees, the license that was provided in the proposal provided only 15 radio resources, and we currently have 41 radio resources that the dispatchers have access to and utilize. So our need is
More than 15. Radio resources. Does that mean the actual radio plus the everything that goes
so the dispatcher is sitting at a computer, right? And it's computerized. So it's the resources that are actually on their graphic interface that they have access to.
Okay.
The different radio
okay.
channels, paging resources.
Through the computers.
Through the computer. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So the board funded last year I'm going to call it the remote dispatch workstations, the two workstations.
Yep.
And part of that project only included 15 licenses for each one of those workstations. And our need is really 41. So what we're asking for is an additional 30 licenses for each one of those workstations so that we have full capability, full functionality. And I'll read a little bit of the background information if you guys haven't read this yet. So this is an integral component of our continuity of operations plans and capability. That MCC 7100 project that was funded in last year's budget provides only partial licensing with limited resource access and functionality. With network access and this additional licensing, these computers may be utilized at any location needed to provide complete and full access to all radio resources that are currently provided in the four fixed Rapid County communication workstations. In the event the communication center would need evacuating, the two portable workstations would be used to provide network radio access to all 800 DTR and Rapid County VHF resources. And again, the licensing proposal that was approved only included 15 for each one. So we, a little additional background that's not listed here, we approached it. So the project hasn't been fully implemented. We're going to be doing it over the next couple of weeks and in October. But Earl's going to be here doing the configuration and getting everything set up. I had approached it as if we probably needed to make it a budget request in next year's budget. And we went to the executive management team. Their recommendation was don't wait. If it's needed, just go on and do it now because the project hasn't been fully implemented. So that was the recommendation from the EMTs to come back to you guys now and go ahead and ask for this so that it can be done all as part of the project. So that's why we're here. I'm not sure if there's any other specific information that would provide any more clarity to what you guys need. I provided a summary of what the dispatchers actually see when they sit down, the background on our licensing issue, what was approved, and then this additional licensing. I would like to add, while it's not listed, we actually did not put it on our agenda communication form. This proposal, the additional licensing, is also part of the State of Colorado pricing agreement, NASPO contract. So that was one of the competitively bid components of the whole Motorola Solutions project. So,
and this comes out of the comps pool.
Yes, this is yes, correct.
I don't have any questions. Do you have any questions?
Then it also requires a supplemental budget for the capital outlay. And
it costs, that's signed by everybody.
It's basically, it's $10,000. Is that up to
$10,000? $5,000 per computer, correct? And it's a one-time licensing fee. This is not an annual or anything like that. It's one time.
I'm ready.
Yeah, sounds good.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the purchase and authorize the county manager's office to approve the change order to purchase. The change order to the purchase order 1998 and to sign the supplemental budget to purchase the 30 additional licenses for the new MCC7100 dispatch remote workstations to bring them up to full functionality.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Jason.
So sometime in October, we should have that project finished and
great.
Be happy to have you guys over so you can see them in action.
Again, this is part of the new extra two workstations, correct?
That's correct.
All right, so we will delay the mid-year performance review for the county manager until he returns. He's out on medical leave. I don't know if we need to make a motion on that.
No.
I don't think so. And we'll be meeting with Dan Stranad, and I think we'll be having a work session to discuss the Human Services Building. Is that correct?
Yep. No meeting, no minutes.
No, yeah.
No recording. We're just
getting information from staff on
work session.
Work session. So we'll go ahead and do those two things.
Budget discussion.
I am here today for you to consider approving hiring the new HR generalist benefit administrator at step 6 of the pay scale with the opportunity to advance to, or actually hire them at step 5 with the opportunity to advance to step 6 upon completion of a successful 6-month performance evaluation. This individual is filling up an existing position that has already been budgeted, and this individual meets all the education and work experience requirements to advance to step 6. She has an Associate of Arts in Accounting and her PHR, Professional Human Resources Certificate, making her eligible for step 3. In addition, she has over 11 years of relevant experience, 6 years above the minimum requirement, allowing her to advance 3 more steps to step 6 if she has a successful performance evaluation. And the county manager has reviewed this already and recommended that I put this on the agenda for your consideration for approval.
I don't have questions.
No, me either.
Madam Chair, I move we approve approve the hiring of the HR generalist benefits administrator at step 5 of the pay scale with the opportunity to advance to step 6 upon a successful completion of a 6-month performance evaluation.
Second. I don't usually have to do that. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
So I have a question for you, though. You lose one to Craig and
signing this agreement for the Amper River Fund and appointing Doug to the Board of Directors and Steering Committee. So I imagine you all would like to just tell us a little bit about the fund and that's why you're here. So I invite you to do that. And if you'd introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I guess I'll lead
first.
Off.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Yeah. They're going to have a kickoff meeting on the 19th and yep. The rest. And so that kind of is a little bit of a little deal here that we ended up, you know, that makes sure the county signing off on this, being a participant. So I sent out an email to all the people that are participating in the water fund and the rest, invite them to our meeting today and to say something. So
great.
If they had anything to say to the commissioners, whatever. And I asked, since I was kind of being on the board, asked Eric to go through the
agreement.
Attorney review of from our side and make sure everything was all right with that, and to make sure that signed all the dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's before we got ready to sign it, and that everybody else had made all their edits that they were doing. We didn't want to waste our county attorney's time reviewing it three or four times, so we're probably on, I think, there's probably the fourth or fifth iteration
That's the way those things go.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyhow, just a little bit of background on all that. So,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, back to you,
yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
No, go ahead. Fine.
Do you want me to go ahead?
Well,
go ahead.
Just very briefly, I'm Jeff Blakesley. I'm the Yampa River Project Director for the Nature Conservancy. And I just wanted to thank you guys for your support in this because, I mean, it was a vision that kind of hatched a couple years ago. Doug, you've been attending a lot of the meetings. I don't know how you do it. But,
he doesn't sleep.
Yeah, I don't think so. but it's just been... You know, it's just really having the support of the county has just given impetus and kind of help keep things moving along. So it's just been wonderful to have you guys on board. And I know it's been quite a process, you know, starting off with an MOU and then realizing that not everyone has the authority to sign an MOU, and MOUs are binding and everything. So to finally get to this agreement, that, you know, just demonstrates support was a great solution. But, you know, when you think about it, it took about 2 years to really come to fruition with this vision, and which is really a relatively short period of time for the complexity of what it is. And it's just a really exciting endeavor that's really going to benefit this whole community, and it's just so awesome to see all the support out there. So thank you all for being so supportive. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would just echo Jeff's sentiments there. Just, you know, I came in early July and then probably had a vacation that was pre-planned, and so I, you know, really just sort of getting into this job. And as I tell everyone, coming in on the shoulders of giants, you know, who have been working, hammering this out for a couple of years, you know, the local community, all up and down the communities up and down the river, all the NGOs, agencies, the Nature Conservancy, of course, Nancy Smith, I'm sure you know, realized was worked real hard to get this going. So it's an honor to be here and working on this, and excited to launch the fund officially on the 19th, and we hope you all and your families can make it. And we're gonna try to make it fun. First is a ribbon cutting at 4:30, and then the party at 5. So please come down. As far as next steps, after we're launched, we're relatively quickly going to get the board together, the board, all the signatories, and then work to define the steering committee and elect a chair, and then the subcommittees, and then we'll work towards developing the RFP process and hopefully get some of these dollars out on the ground early next year. So it's exciting. It's going. A lot of work to do, but we're looking forward to getting there.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Say anything, Scott?
Well, you know, this connects with, you know, some of our efforts for water quality, stream protection, and I guess I would...
Watershed,
yep. And I guess I would just, you know, look for direction from you guys on how we can help, and there might be projects or ideas coming from me or some of the people that I work with, and they're all the same people. But so I'm just here, and I'm glad to hear that, you know, this is available and ready to help out where I can. So.
Great. Thanks. Eric, do you have anything you want to say about this agreement?
Sure, mainly two things, and at the risk of being the killjoy, but I guess that's my job, right? there are no binding obligations pursuant to the agreement, and there's no cost obligation to the county on this. I've spoken with the attorney for TNC, kind of got some reassurances from her, and while it is open-ended on what costs might come along in terms of requests, there clearly are no obligations at this juncture to do any of the invitees. So what's on the table for today is an approval of the collaboration agreement that I have reviewed, and then also a motion to appoint a representative. I just want to point out that that's not required to be a commissioner. It can't be more than one commissioner, obviously, because that would constitute a quorum and subject those meetings to the meetings law. I've suggested Commissioner Bonger's appointments because of his involvement in this project for quite some time. That's all I have.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything else?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm not wed to being on the board either, so, but I have felt, you know, when we started off this conversation on this whole concept, and I thought, well, yeah, it would be a great idea if, you know, recreationalists and environmentalists and all of us could be working on mutual projects that had mutual benefit, and then people that philanthropic that had money out there that wanted to put into a fund and then get 501c3 and get contributions deductions, even though our administration kind of gutted that a little bit with our tax codes. But at any rate, the opportunity for pay to play for some of these things, and the other benefit for specifically agriculture that can't afford some of the things that need to be done because of infrastructure and 100-year-old infrastructure, the ability to fix some ag structures that for the benefit of having environmental benefits and recreational benefits, and then to do it through the contribution scheme got me on board right away. And so I think we've done a great job getting it to a place. I was very strong in the fact that I didn't think that you needed to pay to get a board seat, and I wasn't really interested in paying to get a board seat for the county to participate. And yet it is important that the county participate just for the benefit of the Yampa Valley and Rock County in general. And so it's a great opportunity, and I think we're going to have a great fiscal agent with the Yampa Valley Community Foundation. And so I'm looking forward to all that thing. And, like I said, that's all good talk. Good action.
Yeah, sounds great. I don't have any questions.
So, and then in our packet, we also had, for the record, too, we also had the, and you guys did it great, whoever came up with the PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
It was very informative, very good. I thought it was very good.
From Nancy, I think.
Yeah, no, it was very good.
And Doug, this is Jeff Blakesley again, and, you know, we're all working on the integrated water management plan overseen by the Basin Roundtable.
Absolutely.
This could really, this fund, you know, it's got three goals, and you know, for you know, potentially leasing water to improve flows through the river, but also infrastructure improvements and restoration projects. And so that effort, that integrated water management planning effort, is hopefully going to identify a lot of projects or that are going to be in need of that kind of funding and support and everything. And so it's all kind of working together. It's a little overwhelming to try and get your head around all these different efforts that are out there, but they're all kind of aligning, you know, and it's really a good thing. And I think it goes back to the beginning of the Basin Roundtable process and kind of pulling people together and getting people to talk about needs out there associated with water. And so all this stuff is kind of coming to fruition, and it's really exciting to see. It's been a long haul, but it's some good things are coming out of it.
And like I said, I think the show shows how integral water is, how our community is evolved or revolved around and so integrated with water and the rest. So it's a good part of the discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you have anything you want to say?
No, I'm great.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the collaboration and administration agreement and authorize your chair, the chair's signature to that agreement. And also in that motion would appoint myself to represent the Board of County Commissioners on the Upper River Fund Board of Directors and any steering committee participation.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Do we have a copy of this for me to sign? Does someone
or have a copy just of this? Copy
the one page that needs to be signed?
And my printer decided today was the day and wanted to stop.
No, it's okay. I think Deanna can print it out for us. There's just one page that says Brown County on it.
Just a signature page.
I kind of frowned there because the agreement that I have isn't the final version yet. There's still some dates and things that need to be entered in here.
If we then authorize your signature, we can do it when it comes
back. Which was
back.
The form of the motion.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll
once that's finalized.
That sounds good. And then the other thing is we need to update our appointments list to make sure this is on there.
Our annual appointments list that happens in January.
If you're not sure where that is, we can help you figure it out.
That must be about 15 pages long.
No, it's two.
It's short. It's really? Only a couple pages.
Oh, gosh.
Well, thank you all.
Thank you
very much.
Beth, good seeing you.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. Excuse the freezing cold room.
I've heard repairmen down in my suite. They're definitely working on it.
Glad to hear it because it's really cold. I'm ready to bring my coat in here.
Well, at least you're staying awake.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I think we have a freezing place.
Let's keep this short, Kevin.
Okay.
All
right.
Go ahead.
What would you like first?
I thought we just
it's
had
like the bristles
one.
Are first.
Oh, bristles sorry. Yep, we first. Do have two. Bristles are first. Thank you.
All right. We are here for consideration by the Board of County Commissioners to waive the formal purchasing process and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase orders to MB Companies Incorporated in the amount of $3,950 and to Meislick Incorporated in the amount of $30,490. And the history behind this is that the Yampa Valley Regional Airport staff solicited quotes from five vendors for bristles for snow removal for the 2019-2020 season. The bid tabulation attached shows a lot of different pricing, and so an analysis was done by Tennille on what were the best purchase for the best value. And Meislick came in on the sweeper bristle set and the MB bristle set lower than the other companies due to the fact that they custom make them to size and there's no material waste.
Something like that. It's so we have. If you remember, 2 years ago we bought a new broom, and it's a different type of broom. So the bristles are loaded on the rotary broom in a different way. So the one we bought from MB was a cassette, and it turns out MB sells like refills for these cassettes. And so you stack them up; they're thin like wafers, and you stack like 212 of them together to get a full broom. And we wear them out after 300 hours, so we buy them every year. So this is not new. Typically, we would go to Meislick. He's kind of our prime vendor. He's usually a low bidder, but in this particular case, he was a low bidder on almost everything, the blades and the other type of bristles, the cassettes. But the original equipment manufacturer, MB, was a lot cheaper with this refill for this cassette-type broom. So we split the order for, I think, probably the first time. We split the order between two vendors because we were going to save money with these cassettes, or not cassettes, but these wafers.
Got it.
Are you good?
Yeah, great. Well, I guess the only question was why, I don't understand why we're waiving the policy.
Because the fact that the quotes were already obtained from the five known vendors.
Got it.
And
so, but it wasn't an RFP process.
It was not an RFP. RFQ.
RFQ, okay.
So I guess the question back to Beth's question is, does this still meet our purchasing policy? Because he went
requesting a waiver, it would meet our purchasing policy in that it's the best for the county at this point due to the delivery time frame for having these made and delivered to YVRA, and due to the fact that the quotes were already obtained, we would be eliminating getting.
So what? I guess back to Beth's been really good asking these questions. What part of the process are we waiving of them?
The formal RFP process,
okay,
due to the fact that it's over 20,000.
Okay.
So if it were under 20,000, this would meet the purchasing.
And well, over 20,000, asking for the waiver at this point because those five vendors are eliminated.
Yeah.
And we've already had the discussion with going forward.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get all the bristles out for both road and bridge and the airport, even though they're different manufactured. By getting them all out at the same time, we hope to improve on pricing and also timing. So we're going to work on this in July next year.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the purchase. We're going to waive the formal purchasing process by not following the RFP process and authorize the county manager or county manager's office to electronically sign the purchase orders to MB Companies Incorporated in the amount of $3,950 and to Mislick Inc. in the amount of $30,490.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And now we are also here for consideration by the Board of County Commissioners to award RFP 649 for Yampa Valley Regional Airport Appraisal Services and to authorize the county manager to electronically sign the PO to ABS Consultancy, Inc., doing business as Airport Business Solutions for the not-to-exceed amount of $18,500. We also request the board chair to sign the professional service agreement for this project. We did send out an RFP, and we went to seven vendors, and we received two proposals. Airport Business Solutions gave us a firm number, and you can see on the bid tabulation that Aviation Management Solutions gave us options. So once we narrowed it down, we found that Airport Business Solutions would be the best value for the county. They also have previous experience with the airport. So they'll be coming in and looking at all the leasing.
Yeah, so every 5 years we have to have an appraisal for all our rents. So they look at, most of it's ground lease stuff, but this year we delayed it and we got permission from all our tenants to delay it and just keep their rates the same for extra year to get them all on the same calendar. So we don't have to do this every 5 years because we had them split up. So we would have been paying this guy to come out here, at odd intervals. And so this way we get them all on the same calendar. And we also get him to see the new FBO facility. And so that's probably the most important one. But he's going to look at the two hangars that the Atlantic Aviation owns down there. He looks at the executive hangars, and then he looks at our two hangars that we're going to lease, that we're taking back from the FBO, and give us a price.
So is he going to give us a price on the ground lease as well, underneath the FBO?
Yeah, ground lease, the apron, all of that. What's changed in the last, in our case, 6 years, and are we at the right rates? I mean, he could come back and go, you're too high. I mean, we could lose money coming out of this thing. Or you could say, no, you're undervalued and you need to charge more in the way of...
So do our contracts with these people allow for the change in prices after
yes.
we get...
Yeah, it says right in their contract that
an appraisal...
Well, they get CPI, adjustments every year, and then every fifth year we do this appraisal, and then we tell them the result and go, congratulations, the square foot rate went down, or sorry, square foot rate went up, your new rent rate is this amount. And they pay improved and unimproved rates, and they're different whether it's apron or structural, an office. So we have like three different rates that will be impacted by this.
So this looks like the amount is pretty significantly over the amount that was budgeted. Could you speak to that?
Yep. We kind of stuck with what we had last time.
Mm-hmm.
We only got the two bids, like Julie said, but both of them were high. And also, as Julie said, these guys out of Denver, who I know had this kind of open-ended, well, this is like the base price, and then it'll go up from there. And
you want the Cadillac model? Or the
yeah, the other thing I did was...
It was based on building, model. You know, or spot they were appraising. It didn't make any sense.
I also called, and actually when I was down at Centennial a couple months ago, I talked to their airport director, Robert Oleslager, and that's the second busiest GA airport in the country. And so he's had this done multiple times, and obviously he has a much bigger reach than we do. And he recommended this group over the other bidder.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommended this group. He actually had a third that he really said was the first choice, and he didn't bid.
Okay.
So he couldn't twist his arm to bid.
So back to our question, though, do you have money? You got money in other line items and the operations
that
covers the difference with?
Totally.
Isn't that what you
We'll be looking at a supplemental at the end of the year.
Maybe.
All.
Yeah. Okay.
And while this is $18,500, we need your signature on the contract. Even though the delegation of authority changed, we're going to be coming up and talking about that in a couple weeks. So right now, Eric is still recommending that we get all contracts signed by you. So that's why we're here today.
Okay.
Well, we're also proven county manager's signature on the electronic PO.
Well, he has authority at that.
Oh, on the 18.5?
That.
Oh, okay.
Since we're here, yeah, we're doing it.
I understand. We don't mind. We have time. It's all right.
Okay.
I have some other things, too, that weren't on your agenda.
Sounds.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the award of RFP 649, the Yampa Valley Regional Airport Appraisal Services, and to authorize the county manager to county manager's office to electronically sign the PO to ABS Consultancy Incorporated, doing business as Airport Business Solutions, for not to exceed amount of $18,500, and also approve the chair's signature on the professional services agreement for the project.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Great.
Thanks very much. Thank
so
you.
So I got your...
Me.
Sounds good. Catherine Carson told me she might be here.
Oh, certainly welcome to be here.
All right.
So we got your packet in here, too.
Yep,
Jason,
we have.
So we had all that stuff, too.
If you would introduce yourself for the record and just maybe give us an overview of your request. We've read your materials.
Okay, yeah. Jason Peasley, Executive Director of the Yampa Valley Housing Authority.
So our request is $65,000, which is in line with what we requested the last couple of years. What we talked about in the last couple of years is that we're trying to get our contributions from the city and the county down to a floor of $50,000. We're working towards that. We actually are in discussions for some management agreements that would increase our revenues, and therefore we would adjust our request down, assuming those revenues come in and we should know before year end whether they will, then we'll probably be reducing our ask maybe down to 50, or depending on how much revenue comes in, sort of a dollar for dollar. So could be 65, could be 50, could be somewhere in between.
But for right now, you're asking for 65.
Yeah, we're just sort of taking the conservative approach.
My being on the board, I thought we were having a program that we were trying to bring it down to a certain number based on, and again, what we thought, what the commissioners felt should be our vesting part of participating, and 50 felt like a pretty good number to me anyhow. So again, at the same point in time, we didn't want to leave the housing authority high and dry and with operations and the rest and not being continually sustainable. So keep going.
Yeah, so long term, our goal is to continue to create management fee revenue that would support our organization long term, to the point where we're no longer reliant on either drawing money from our property tax to support our operations or city and county contributions, although we may still consider that sort of $50,000 like token contribution in the future. But ultimately, this is sort of, we're on the path of diversifying our revenue streams so that we can be fully self-reliant based on our business activities, as opposed to being in a position where we need the city and county to be contributing money to us. Certainly, it helps and allows us to do a few more projects and programs, but our goal ultimately is to become sort of our own self-sustaining enterprise. We're well on our way for that.
I think you guys are doing great work. I mean, I think your results are impressive, and there's no question about it. The other conversation that we've had, I mean, just to state this, I guess you're well aware of this, I'm sure, but the other contribution being made is definitely in the fact that all this development is tax-free for the housing authority, and so that the county is not collecting property tax on these properties. So,
yeah,
just to have that
county
be
and
recognized.
All the rest and, of the taxing
and the other taxing entities.
Right, and we're very aware of that and appreciative of that. It's certainly a benefit that comes from housing authority participation in projects, and we're actually having some discussions about what's the right sort of level that, you know, of support, if you will, like what AMI level is the appropriate level for that tax exemption. So we're sort of in that process of just sort of figuring out exactly where the right level is, weighing the political and practical implications of the projects that we're trying to support and the impacts it has to the county, the schools, to all the other taxing entities. So we're actually having that conversation on Thursday. It's probably the first of a couple discussions regarding that. So you guys are more than welcome to pop in if you want to participate in that. I know Tim won't be able to make it, so...
No, I think you guys having conversations, good thing. I mean, I brought it up when I was on the board. I mean, especially now when we're having private-public partnerships, you know, and how much of the tax subsidy is going to the people that are actually needing the subsidy and the rest, or is some of that going to the public part or the private part of the project, the partnership project. So I appreciate you guys having the conversation. I mean... And again, when I was sitting on there, 1%, only 1% of the project making that, you know, I don't know that whether that passes the smell test or whatever, I don't know. So, but anyhow, it is what it is, and that's the law too. So that's what the statutes allow for. You know, it's, we really don't have anything above all that conversation. So,
yeah, and the statute provides some flexibility to the housing authority to sort of establish what level is tax exempt. So we want to be careful and strategic about where we decide that is, so that we can be respectful of the fact that, you know, you guys ultimately are footing the bill to some degree of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't, I mean, I think I would imagine we're happy to do that, obviously, not that we have a choice, but I think it's valuable to just recognize how these, where funding is being contributed. And
yeah. Yeah, it helps on the operations side for sure. You know, yeah. It's probably a 10% savings on all-in costs per unit on an operating basis. So it's significant.
Absolutely.
It helps.
I don't have any questions. Is there anything else you want to highlight?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have any questions, I think?
Corrigan hasn't told us anything crazy and special coming up, so everything going all right? I mean,
yeah,
the project's so. Going.
Yeah, well, we got.
Have we got the financing done on it now?
Yes, we did. Yes.
That's a good.
So financing is done on the Help and Glove project, which is very much under
going
construction.
Going up so
oh, yeah.
fast.
Man,
I go
crazy.
By there every day. It's yeah. moving.
Yeah, which is great. So that'll be completed next summer. Leasing will be done in the spring. Then we're in the process of doing all the designs and getting ready to submit for entitlements on another project on the west side of town, which will be a moderate income project serving 80 to 100% AMI households. And so that's gearing up for a construction start next year. And then we have a couple other irons in the fire behind that.
Yeah.
So I have a broader question then for you. So we have been having like an annual update to the commissioners and city council. And
yeah.
I think we're trying to work on a couple things. Did we have something else that we wanted to meet with?
We talked about the greenhouse gas study earlier
exactly.
today.
Yep.
Yeah. So, not that that has anything to do with you, but there's other people in the room who might.
Oh.
He's not getting the right back. So anyhow, you know, I think there might be a potential that instead of having you present to the two of us, we might try to work on having a joint city-county meeting and then have your annual update come to that meeting.
That would be great. Yeah, we're a little behind timing on getting our annual update produced and out. We're doing kind of a more of a report booklet thing these days. And so,
good.
Yeah, later in the fall would be fine for us to do a little update and let everybody know what we've got going on. At that point, we'll have a little bit more tangible designs on our next project to show and a little bit more detail on probably future project.
Well, you guys said, Beth says you guys are doing great. Got rid of me and finally getting some work done.
You kicked us into shape.
Tim's working out all right. He's not causing you too much trouble.
Yeah, we can live with him.
You know, funny thing is, he volunteered for you guys' work and you guys, you know, meetings you guys do. And, oh my gosh, that was so. He says, I don't know why I should have done that. I volunteered for 3 more meetings a month. So I said, well, you did that.
Yeah, we're certainly not an idle organization.
Yeah, definitely not.
No, you guys, it's definitely a work. No, you don't get to just show for the or sign up for the glitter.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
No.
Well, cool. Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't have any.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
thank you all.
Is
it so? You guys are okay with it being 65 or 50, whatever we end up. Kind of
well, we haven't decided.
You're working on your budgets.
Yeah, right? We're in the preliminary stage.
Okay.
I don't think, you know, I don't.
I would imagine conceptually we would support.
Okay.
What?
Again, I think probably as we move along, as I've asked in the past too, if we kind of work on that plan to fight 50-22, because I think we ought to get to some place and at least this board agree to what that place is and
yeah.
say we're committed to this, you know, and in a way you guys have some predictability too, and so we don't.
Yeah, well, and I hope that we can get to that place this year because that means that we're growing our business and that we're now
asking
for less.
I really support all that idea of you guys, the management end of it too. That's, you know, getting a fee out of it. And
yep.
So.
Yeah, sounds great.
Cool.
Okay.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks for the support.